Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Wednesday morning. That was a great conversation with Pastor Smith.
Yeah.
We should have him on more often.
We should. It's fun.
Because he just doesn't do enough here.
Right.
Hey, Pastor Smith, can you come on regularly? That would be fun. Actually,
week.
No, we should do. We should have Pastor Smith and Mrs. Smith on at the same time.
That would actually be really fun.
That would
or
be
dangerous.
Fun.
I don't know.
That's true. Could be dangerous. They take over.
We can just go and they'll just take over.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia. Did I say that earlier? I don't remember if I said, but I should say it again. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Nice folks there. We're going to talk with somebody from another professor from Concordia, Wisconsin, I think sometime in the near future. Anyway, check
them
out. They're underwriters of Coffee Hour. Check them out at KFUO.org in the underwriter section. Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW. Great folks there doing great work. In studio today, helping us learn about Holy Week, specifically for our little ones, Mrs. Lee Wagner. She's director of the Early Childhood Center at Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles. Made a nice little trek over to the studio to visit with us this morning. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over to spend some time with us. Did you make it by school this morning to see the little ones, or did you come straight here?
I absolutely did.
Excellent.
I saw all my little blessings coming through the doors, and then I headed out here.
How sweet. How sweet. And so tell me a little bit about life in early childhood at Emmanuel. How long have you been in the Early Childhood Center at Emmanuel?
For a very long time.
I remember this conversation from before.
And it's been even longer since the last time that we...
This is true. We've added some time.
So I've been blessed to be at Emmanuel and to spend time with all those little blessings. They give me constant joy. We're blessed with wonderful, wonderful teachers there that love the Lord. They love to laugh. They love to share. And it's just been a true joyful ministry for me for many, many, many years.
Notice she's not qualifying it. Many, many years.
So we're in the season of Lent now, and we have Holy Week coming up in under
soon.
A month now. Yeah. Yeah. It's
very soon.
It's soon. And for little kids, Holy Week can be, I mean, there's a lot that happens during Holy Week. Is there value in taking kids through the process of Holy Week, at home and helping them understand what's going to happen and what has happened?
Oh, absolutely. There's always value in bringing up Jesus at home and everything that we do. Just starting out, not even Holy Week, but just every day, mm-hmm. spending time with them in the Lord and singing songs with them and reading their Bible stories with them and praying together. It's so important. So that when you think of Holy Week, we were blessed to have my daughter and family in after Christmas. And I have our little two-year-old grand blessing that was walking around the house singing the first verse of Angels We Have Heard on High perfectly. Mm-hmm. And here they had every night, laid in bed before devotions, had their read from her children's Bible story, said their prayers, and then they sang Angels We Have Heard on High. So one way to prepare your children is to think of a hymn that's happening at your church, or a favorite Lenten hymn, or Abide mm-hmm. in Me, mm-hmm. and sing with them every night before they go to bed. And you'd be amazed at how they pick up on that right away. And then when they go into church, it's like there, and they're singing along.
Absolutely.
But that's the important thing, is to just prepare them for that. And it's extra days and another day of worship. Mm-hmm. But you can explain to them that it is exciting because we want to talk about Jesus dying on the cross and what that means to us, and remember that.
Yeah, and that can help. Some kids can sit well during service, maybe, I don't know, Andy.
You have not sat with us during a service. He's doing better.
Some kids are well behaved, but it can be hard to have extra services during the week. And how does, you mentioned a little bit, how does preparation at home help translate into worship and help parents help their kids understand what's going on.
Well, it's really not exciting. When you talk about it at home, say we get to go and listen to Jesus. We get to go and sing songs about Jesus in church today. We get to go and listen to Pastor tell us all about Jesus. And using the words getting to go to do something is much better than having to do something. You have to sit still. You have to be quiet. So just preparing them that way. When you're getting to church, whether it's Lent or any other time, you grab their hands and you say, let's walk in together. This is so exciting. We get to hear about Jesus. We get to see Pastor tell about his word, and just preparing them that way before they go in. And then actually when they're in the worship service itself, it's okay to draw them into the worship service by getting down and whispering with them throughout the things that are happening. During the confession, when you can whisper, we're asking Jesus to forgive us for our sins. And remember when you yelled at your sister? And then all of a sudden, look, the pastor is saying our sins are forgiven because Jesus loves us so much. Preparing them that way in the worship service itself, having them sit on your lap while you're singing a hymn, or having them listen to the sermon, and which goes very long, and then they and then especially for a little one. But it's always important to have them prepared with something, have them their little church bag with their books or whatnot, and say, Mommy's going to listen to about Jesus now. 3 minutes later, go back to them and say, help them with what they need and say, Mommy's going to listen about Jesus now. And just always bringing them in. And I know it's really hard at the seasons of life that you're in where you're preparing your children for worship and you're not hearing the whole sermon. You're not singing all of that. But someday, I promise you, you will sing through a whole hymn. And when you do that, you will hear this little voice singing right next to you, word for word. And it's because of you preparing them and actively involving them in the worship.
We've been working on that just for Sunday mornings alone and for Wednesday nights as well. Doing the preparation for service. Tonight, when we get to, or this morning, when we get to church, when it's time for prayers, what can we do? Pray. Good. When it's time to sing, or when it's time for hymns or songs, what can we do? Sing. Okay, good. When Pastor is preaching God's word, what can we do? You can snuggle with Mommy or Daddy and listen with your ears. Yes, with your ears. Bingo. Listen with your ears. So we've been working on that. It's taken some time. It's still sinking in. But, you know, he knows the creed and the Lord's Prayer, and he does them well at home, but trying to get him to do them on Sunday mornings is a whole nother world. But we're getting there.
It just takes time.
Celebrating those milestones
That's right.
Singing hymns, praying prayers together with the body of Christ. Any resources or anything you might point us to that might help us prepare for Holy Week, or any specific tips specific to Holy Week?
Well, one thing is, don't be afraid to talk to them about Jesus dying on the cross, but put it in their terms. You know, when Jesus died, I bet his disciples were sad. Do you think that they cried? I bet his friends were sad. Do you cry when you're sad? But always remember, but he died for us because he loves us so much, and we already know about Easter. Always bring up Easter with that. Jesus is alive. He became alive again. There's lots of children's books. I would prepare them by reading those stories over and over again in a children's book. And you can go on YouTube and find little children, the children's Bible videos or something like that, and watch that together as a family too as you're preparing.
We have the CPH Story Bible, and I like that has the more realistic images in it. The artwork is more realistic in that. So as we get to, we're working up to that text for Holy Week right now. So we're in the life of Jesus, and that's been helpful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't make a very good segue there, but...
I think there's some CPH arch books too that cover these.
That's what I would say. Find your CPH arch books and make a little special Holy Week bag that they take, and give them a notebook and have them find all the crosses in the church and find, look at what are the changes, because many churches have a larger cross on display, and draw a picture of the cross. And what colors do you see that are different than our usual in church? And they can see the purple, or they can see that, and draw them up to the cross, but also draw them to the cross in nature or at home in the windows. Where do you see crosses all over? And at home, then you make crosses with wood or with whatever you have at home.
Sure.
Preparing them.
So it's not just telling
yes.
what they should be expecting. It's a multi-sensory
yes.
kind of thing.
Yes.
Are there other, crafts or other things that they can, lessons or maybe like a little story corner or something?
You can have anything with that. You can have the story corner or anything that has, like I said, crosses are the big things, talking about mm-hmm. Jesus and what he did for us, and just making them aware and looking around for those.
We have just under a minute left. You mentioned earlier, this is off the air, one thing that congregations can do to help families during this season of Lent is thinking about when we have our services, and you shared this with me, that your congregation has a service right at the end of the school day.
Yes, it's wonderful. School gets out at 3:15, and our church service is at 3:45, so families can come and pick up their children and then just go right into the church service, and then we offer our Lenten dinners right after that church service.
That's genius.
It yeah. is. It's very, very nice, and it's wonderful for families and children.
Absolutely. Very helpful. Well, Lee, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour. It's been very helpful, insightful, and now I have some things in mind as we look forward to Holy Week and preparing for that with our little one. Lee Wagner, director of the Early Childhood Center at Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour for today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.